If you go up there right now, they got all of it. They've been there as long as I can remember. So, but,
where would a lot of poor people live? Most of the poor people?
On the other side of Magazine Street. From Champa to around Laurel or Constance, something like that.
Okay, that was called?
Well, that was mostly what you call the channel. Now, that went all the way uptown, in other words, out in front of town, anywhere near the river. And then you had a in between, then you'd go back around, say you get around on the other side of St. Charles, and from Barone Street back, then it would start to poor people again. But back in that section, it was awful. Around Shakespeare Park, around Liberty and Loyola, Ferret, Talladana, Claiborne, all up in that section back there. See, they used to call it Silver City. That's where your dump was at, where you dumped all your trash and garbage. So you can understand what that was, how poor that was. Anytime you got that around you, you got to live in a poor section of town.
What about back in the other section, down that section?
Well, it was the same way, too. You see, down around, anywhere near the riverfront. And then as you go back, you see, you always had a certain intersection where they had people that, had a little money, they'd build a little. Now, you got a section down there, all along the highway, now you got all most of your subdivisions. Now, all those people, they're not what you call rich, but they're not the poor class of people.
What do you call them, that city?
Well, that's middle class, that's what it is.
Where are they at?
I'll tell you where they at. They around Congress Drive. You know where Southern University is? You can go by Congress Drive, and you can see the difference back there. You can see the little homes as you're going back. And you got your golf course back there, you got Southern University, you got a ballpark, and most of those people back there, you got one segment, you got from Chef Highway till you get by the Dwyer Canal. Now that's all white people there. And then on the other side is by Dwyer Canal, that's when the Negro race, and you see the difference in the home. That's by Pontchartrain Park back there. That's where your golf course is at. And they got a beautiful relationship too, those people back there. See what they got, if they find any strangers back there, they notify each other by telephone. Well, it's good. Because you see, they've been having so much robbery going on back there. And it's really a bad section. For the simple reason, you're running to dead-end streets and all, and then you got a lot of these people back there, they grow their little gardens, they're like corn, okra, tomatoes, and they have their little, they used to call them victory gardens at one time, growing their own vegetables for their use.
Call them
victory gardens. That's what they used to call them at one time, yeah. You see, during the war, a lot of people were doing that. Because really, you couldn't get anything, and they planted a couple of seeds, and they got their corn.
Does they call the name of the place out there?
No, they call it Pontchartrain Park. In other words, it's right around Gentilly Woods and all. In other words, you see Maison Blanche, and you just go right up to Maison Blanche, and go out Congress Drive, and you can't, I tell you, you'd be amazed back there, because Southern University is a real nice place, and then you run back into Leon C. Simon Boulevard, that's right along the lakefront there.